Yeah, your week, your day just got a little bit better. Perhaps you were on iTunes this morning, scrolling on your phone, seeing if you have any updates on your podcast feed. And yes, you do. The Cave of Solitude is back. I am Eric Anthony. Glad to be with you. And I brought a little friend with me this week. Somebody people have been asking for, been waiting for. Little pretty bird. If there was a viewer's choice award of people's favorite podcast host, I think this would be the person to win it. Stand and state your name, please.
Kathy and Jay, what an intro.
You like that?
Wow.
How would you accept that award of being the viewer's choice or the listener's choice favorite podcast host? What would be your speech if you were to go up onto that stage and you have 30 seconds?
No speech. I just give a bow.
You would just... You would take the award, you'd grab the mic and drop it. They hear you speak enough.
That's what happens when you're amazing.
Daphne the Amazing, or is it DJ Symphony this week?
Let's go with the Symphony. Oh my goodness, I sound like a crazy person. I'm like, I have multiple personalities.
And between the two of us, I think we both know that you do.
Next, move on.
How's it going, Daph J? What's new and exciting in your life?
Got a new skirt.
Really?
Well,
we're talking fashion. Nobody can see you or appreciate that you got a skirt.
You asked me what was new. I got a new wardrobe. It's exciting for some.
Okay.
Female listeners, there's one
that we know of. For sure. Fair enough. Anything that has intrigued you as far as media consumption, reading a book, a television show, a movie?
A movie. What was that?
That was me drinking the rest of your drink.
Okay, a movie. Okay. Okay, oh! Nope.
You've got 5 seconds and you're gonna get the Family Feud buzzer. One strike.
I like documentaries.
Okay.
Tell me about documentaries. Now that it was, baseball fever... And Kansas City took the World Series. Congratulations, KC. I was watching Moneyball again. And then that got me into finding some documentaries and films on baseball. So I actually ended up watching a doc called Knuckleball.
Okay.
So it's based on...
Is that the one about R.A. Dickey?
Yes.
The Blue Jays pitcher?
That's right.
Okay.
Basically, folks, a fingernail can make or break a game. That's what I learned. But, yeah.
Did you have an appreciation for that type of art form of a pitching delivery? Did you ever think that it was that... When you would watch baseball in the past, I mean, everybody knows that each player has a role that they play, but did you think that there was so much that could be done at the pitching position?
I knew, but I didn't know what it was. So, especially because Toronto was in the runnings, I guess.
They had a fantastic season. They did. Shout out to the Blue Jays. I think they could have made it to the World Series.
I'm happy, though, and you said this, and I agree with the sentiments, that we lost to the champions.
Yeah.
Like, we lost to a good team. A good team. Yeah. It would have sucked if, we would have just not made it, and it was just a losing team that kind of just took it.
It's true. You always feel a little bit better when you see that the team that you lost to... is the one who deserved to win.
Yeah.
You can stomach it a little bit better. It's still hard to stomach, though.
Yeah, it was disappointing, especially because, and Toronto doesn't do that winning thing. So
haven't had a tradition of winning in the last 20
but
years,
that's,
no.
But that's what I'm saying. So, yeah. But the thing is that Toronto fans, I find, are very forgiving and loyal. They recognize that there hasn't been a streak for some time, but the second, the players start doing good, whether it's basketball, football, whether it's baseball, the fans are there supporting, and they're diehards. So, it was a good run, but anyway, that got me into that baseball mind frame. So Moneyball's a good film. I like it. Brad Pitt stars in it with Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill, I think, is one of my favorite actors in that movie.
Yeah, he does. He was nominated for an Oscar for that.
I think.
So both of them did great performances in that movie.
Yeah, it was a really well done film. And then I started watching the doc, so that was kind of cool.
I noticed that you, well, knowing you as well as I do, obviously, you've got an affinity for sports films, but especially baseball ones. What is it about the baseball film that you like so much?
I think what attracts me is the history of baseball. I know all sports have that, but the minutiae in this particular sport, the statistics, the details, the weight that it carries from so long ago. I'm also a pretty big Yankee fan. Not as of late, but
back. You like the history, though. I mean,
I do. I love
the
history.
It's got a mythology.
The stadiums themselves have a story.
Absolutely.
The who did what and the homage of some of the players, and I don't know. It intrigues me, and it's not that I watch baseball all the time. I'm not a.
It's not your favorite sport.
I'm not a baseball enthusiast. Yeah.
Enthusiast.
That's what I was trying to... I knew it was in there in between. But I do... And then when, you know, when they do backstories on particular players and the impact that they had on the game, you could... I appreciate... You know what it is? I appreciate the love of a game. The game, whether it's football, soccer, and baseball, when you get to, like, Jackie Robinson and what he did and how everything changed after him, and Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle and the greats, you know? I like that kind
of
stuff.
There's a lot of the stories behind a lot of these players. Baseball has an element, a storybook element, that I think... other sports don't necessarily have, maybe because of the way it's played. It's a very patient game where, you know, all these little details like you mentioned come into play.
Mm-hmm.
And
they keep record, like, I mean, maybe they do this for other sports. I mean, I'm sure they do this for other sports, but they keep record of things way in the day. Like, this is the team that broke this team's record in 1902, and, you know, this is the first player to do this since 1918. Like, everything is so detailed and recorded. Nothing's ever lost.
No, everything, the statistics of baseball is insane, but some of the stuff they keep track of is like, really? They keep track of that as well?
Yeah.
And it all, whether or not you realize it, like, to us, when we look at the piece of paper, like, what does that even mean? But it all factors in into every decision that's made. So it does have a lore, baseball. So, yeah, I love the baseball movies, too. For some reason, there's, I don't know, a storytelling element to them that is kind of, it's got a magic to it. But maybe we should do that as an episode. Top five.
Sports thing?
Top five favorite baseball movies from Daff J.
Hey, I like that.
You like that?
Yeah, you have
to watch a lot more, though, because there's a bunch of baseball movies that have been really well regarded that I don't think me and you have watched together. So we should do, like, a little bit of a research into some good old baseball films, and then you can bring it to the table what you think are the must-see ones.
That sounds exciting. I like that.
You like that idea?
Yeah.
All right. Future episode. Speaking of episodes, this is... we're in a new television season.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of shows that you watch where I'd rather not speak about them anymore.
First of all, I don't watch TV.
Yes,
because,
you do.
No, I don't. I'm not home to watch it. So
Thursday night, you're home to watch the shows.
The one crap show that I watch is... It wasn't crap before. The first 2 to 3, maybe 5 seasons.
We're really going to do this.
Grey's Anatomy.
We're really going to do this.
Okay, and then you got hooked on it, so don't even play.
Okay,
Don't even play.
Okay, but...
But, you know, now I feel like I just got to know what's going on.
No, you got to just...
I don't care.
You got to know how...
I think it's terrible now.
Yeah. But if I say, hey, Daff, do you want something? You know not to talk to me while the show is on. So as bad as it is, it still shuts me down.
But I watch Arrow.
That's what I want to talk to you about.
There we go.
What do you think of this season's new installments of Supergirl? What do you think of Arrow season 4, Flash?
Okay, I don't like Arrow.
You used to really like Arrow.
I do, I just don't like the way it's going. I don't like the relationship thing that's happening between him and Felicity. I think it's annoying. I don't like that Malcolm is now Ra's al Ghul. I don't find any sense in that. And oh, Laurel. My goodness. Don't even get me started. I never liked that chick.
Do you think it's the actress you don't like or the way they've developed that character? Because I really... Reading Green Arrow comics, him and Dinah, which is Laurel's supposed real name, is one of my favorite... They're one of the most interesting couples in comics.
I like her in the comic books. I don't like the way she's being portrayed in the show, and nor do I like the actress.
Okay.
So I think that's tainting it a little bit.
Did you like her sister better as Black Canary?
Yes. I don't like her chin. But I liked her better. I felt like she sold the character of Black Canary more. She was more... disciplined and more strict and very like focused. Laurel is just driven by emotion, I find.
Yeah.
And it's like, we need you back. We need you back now. We need the Arrow. Like, where'd you come from? You just started boxing 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So that's, I don't know.
Maybe it'll turn up. Maybe I don't like so far either some of the things I'm getting the sense of when I watch Arrow. I feel like they're trying to go dark. After they've brightened it up a little bit, now I think they're going to make it supernatural, which I don't really care for.
But I think that's because they've had the superhumans... What's it called? What do they call them? Metahumans from The Flash. So they're kind of introducing those characters. Maybe. Now they find that there's an excuse to do that.
Maybe.
But I don't
know. We'll see. What about Flash? I like The Flash. I think the thing with The Flash for me... Before I let you continue, I thought of this the other day. The Flash has the best cliffhangers. It ends with you saying, "Oh my goodness, what they just did that? They just introduced Gorilla Grodd.
Mm-hmm.
King Shark is on." Like, they've.
Yeah, I think DC is not afraid anymore. Just like Marvel's been exploring their B-list. Characters and doing this crazy stuff. DC is kind of stepping out of
especially
the box
a little bit. Especially with The Flash. They're owning it. I love that about them.
But recently in the latest episode, spoilers, they are introducing, I guess, Wally West? No, not Wally West. What's his thing? Wally West.
Wally West, yeah.
Yeah, they're introducing Wally West. But they're introducing him as Iris's half-brother.
Yeah.
Rather than him being her nephew.
Or it could be her full brother, because you don't know if the mother left she had a child.
Retract that comment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of throwing me for a loop a bit. Yeah. I don't particularly like when it kind of goes off script. Especially when it comes to comic books. Like, I feel like the script is right there. The comic book itself is the script. So why are we gearing off from a good read, from a good thing? So I don't know what direction they're taking that in. Unless maybe...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. I don't mind...
I never really a fan of the... I watch it.
Because of me, mainly.
Well, it intrigues me. Like you said, when they introduce these characters that you would never think about, like, them having in the show, it's like... How are they gonna tell that story?
Yeah.
But it's not one that I have to watch every week, but I end up watching it anyway. Yeah. And I have to say, you're right, the cliffhangers at the end. Like, I think I watch it just for the last 15 to 30 seconds. Right? And that's the thing that pisses me off the most. I'm like, man, now I wanna know what happens.
Yeah.
But a whole week goes by and I...
Then you go back and I don't wanna watch a stupid show. And then as you sit there, you're intrigued more than I am.
Yeah.
I really enjoy the fact that they're not afraid to do those things that in the past other shows have been like, no, you can't put a guy in a superhero suit. That's ridiculous. Now they're making, you know, Reverse Flash, and they're bringing in Jay Garrick Flash and the multiverse, and it's just like, what won't they try?
Yeah.
So that intrigues me and excites me. I don't like the fact that they're going to introduce Wally West as
Iris's brother.
That's not so bad.
I think it's terrible.
I think, you know what it is? There's a certain, and I got to get over this. It's the same thing I have a problem with Gotham. I don't mind them changing little things here and there where it benefits the story. But when certain things are so iconic that they have a, they've taken a life of its own within the comic book world. Fans, people who have followed this stuff for years. Like Wally West, a lot of people know him as being the Flash, not Barry Allen. That's how much of a legacy he had.
People wanted this TV show to be based on the Wally West character.
A lot of people whenever I bring up the Flash as a character, or even other podcasts, are like, Wally West is our Flash. It was his storylines that introduced the Speed Force. He was the Flash that tapped into the Speed Force. He was the Flash who really made his stories made a splash. They added a lot of things to the mythology with him. Barry Allen's the classic. He is that original Scarlet Speedster that wore the mask and everything like that. It was his uncle. All that jazz.
Yeah.
But Wally West, I don't know. I just feel like maybe they didn't even have to introduce him. I don't know. And how they're going to do it, it'll be interesting to see. I'm skeptical, though. But will you follow Supergirl? Or were you not impressed?
Well, Meredith Grey's half-sister's in it, oh, so... Boy.
6 degrees of separation from Grey's Anatomy here.
The only complaint that I have to say based on the premiere is I found some parts to be a little too fromage.
Cheese.
Yeah.
But you like cheese.
Yeah.
Real cheese.
Yeah. With some vino on the side. But I'll watch it. I'll give it a chance.
Give it a shot.
That first episode was enough for me to be like, all right, I'll watch it. Gotham, on the other hand, that was just an epic failure for me. So I don't ever want to see that again. But I'll give Supergirl a try. They just need to tone down the cheese a little bit. Mm. And I mean that in the sense of they used a lot of references that Superman is known for. You know, ripping the shirt open and seeing the S. What else did she do or say? Like, yeah. I don't know. It was just
forcing.
Yeah, it was issue. Like I you're wearing the same crest. Like, I know who you are. You don't have to try to prove something to me. So, but again, I don't know. Maybe they're experimenting. Maybe it'll get better. We'll see. We'll have to give it a try.
It's cool to see that they're doing all of this stuff now and. From the looks of it, they're not going to stop.
From a female standpoint, I think it's nice that they're doing something that is concentrated on a female character.
As the starring, not just a supplementary.
Not just an associate.
Right, yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's a good point. I think it'll do well. I think it'll find an audience. I think both comic fans that are men and women will like it, but even like younger girls will... Everybody's into this scene now.
Yeah.
This superhero scene. And having that there as an option to watch for people is good.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that it's bright.
Yeah.
You know, that's the good thing about Flash and the Supergirl show. There's a brightness to it.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of feel good watching it.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of the other stuff, sometimes it's always dark and gritty. Sometimes you need a break from that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a break from the television talk. Let's go back into music talk. When we were in our previous season, we did an episode on movie Guilty Pleasures. You remember that one? That was a really fun one.
Yes, it was.
And you were absolutely hilarious when you brought up some of the ridiculous movies that you liked as a child.
Some of those ridiculous movies, okay?
We don't have to.
Were appreciated by some. All right, I forgive me for not knowing who you are, but there was a Critters fan out there. That was gung-ho for that flick. That was a serious,
a serious thing. Okay, fair enough. You had...
There's a fan base out there.
Okay, that's true. I can't take that away from you. It was episode 19 for anybody listening who want to check that out. Daph J was at her finest, in fine form, if you will. But this episode, we're going to pick up on something that we referenced back then. We're going to pick up the pieces. You had the idea, I got to give you credit, to do our favorite movie soundtracks. Now, on our previous episode together, we were talking Back to the Future, and I had mentioned to you how strong soundtracks used to be. They're becoming again, I think. But we had made mention of how important a movie soundtrack is to the experience of the film. So this week, we're gonna revisit that. And I want to get your five, or however many you've got. I want to hear what your favorite movie soundtracks are. I have no idea what they are. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. I've had this list for a while. So I'm ready. I'm ready to go. Mine might change because you might jog my memory with something good.
See, but my fear of this is
No fear.
I know there's a lot of good soundtracks out there, but there's, I think, only a handful of them that are just, like, obvious.
Okay.
So, it's like...
I want to see if me and you have any of the same ones
on there. That's what I mean. I think this is going to be a very short episode.
Okay. Let's get into it. Do you want to go first?
I am going to go first.
Okay.
Because I am Lady Jane.
Oh, I thought you were DJ Symphony today.
Oh, am I?
Ladies first, alright? You don't even know who you are this week.
My first pick? Dirty Dancing.
Ah, you took it from me. That's why you went first. You took it from me. Okay, go ahead. Speak on it.
What is there to speak? It is what it is. Dirty Dancing has that back in the day classics. Like, it just makes you wanna... You know?
Snap a finger?
That's right.
That,
The Four Seasons feel, I think, and the...
Do you know some songs on there? Can you give me some
be
songs?
Be my baby from the Ronettes. Then you have Hungry Eyes.
Okay. Let me, hold on one second before you continue. If I were to say to you right now, Sylvia, what would you say?
Yes, Mickey. Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying.
How do you call your lover boy?
I'm not gonna
do that. Come on.
That's insane. Let's go. Next.
Are you getting nervous?
Yes, I'm getting nervous.
You know what, though? You're right. That soundtrack, I can't think of a better one myself. And you know what the cool thing about that is? They made two soundtracks for it. That's how much good music there was.
That I did not know.
They had Dirty Dancing, the regular soundtrack that had, you know, Time of My Life.
Be My Baby, She's My Like Baby. The Wind,
yep.
Hungry Eyes, Stay. Yep.
Stay.
Hi-yi-yi.
I don't know if that's on there.
That's on the...
They Don't Cry, Big Girls, They Don't Cry. You're right. But then they had more Dirty Dancing, another LP that was released with it that had every other song from the movie. So there was plenty of music, and from beginning to end, you can play both of those soundtracks. And it was thorough. Really great sound. I mean, that movie wouldn't be what it is without the music.
No, and I think it's the kind of movie, too, that, like, any generation would appreciate. So then they would be introduced to these all these different genres of music and would
It's definitely a chick flick. But it's one
okay,
that...
Okay, yeah, maybe, but...
It's a classic 80s.
Come on, like, you look at Patrick Swayze, you don't want to be him?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
So that's what I mean, although it's just a little questionable how at the very, very end, all of a sudden...
80s just, music comes into play.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, where did you get that record from? Yeah. That throws me off.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was a good movie. It's a good movie, good soundtrack.
I think the soundtrack might be better than the movie.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I think I agree with you, but it is a good movie.
It though. Is a good movie. Absolutely a good movie. I mean, you can't help but smile when you see certain parts, and it's one of those movies you can watch, and it's a must own, I think.
Yeah.
For that time, but I think the soundtrack is definitely better. And that's how good that soundtrack is. It's better than the movie.
Well done. You. Go.
Dirty Dancing. No. You took it from me. I'm going to go with Rocky 4.
Rocky 4?
Rocky 4 soundtrack.
Okay. Explain. Tell us.
You know the movie. That's the main theme from the first movie. Okay, stop boxing in the air. Stop. You can't see her, but she's boxing in the air. That song's actually not on that soundtrack.
No.
But have you remember Rocky IV? You remember the premise?
Okay, no.
Okay, Rocky IV is when he fights the Russian.
Oh, Ivan Drago. Of course I know that one.
There's hardly any talking in that movie.
Okay.
It's just them training.
Yeah. Yeah.
And fighting.
Because the Russian killed Apollo.
Right.
In 3.
4.
In 4?
In 4.
It all happened in 4?
It all happened in 4.
We have all 4.
We have all 5.
Oh my goodness. That's I don't even it. Know what's going on.
You don't know what's going on. And there's 6. We don't have the 6th one. Rocky Balboa was
there's
the 6th
There's a new one coming out.
And Creed, which we can talk about later on. But right now we're talking about Rocky 4.
Okay. Russian.
The Russian comes.
Training.
The whole premise of the movie is Apollo dies. Rocky's gonna fight him. He goes to Russia and he trains. It's like an action movie. It was, when you think of Rocky, the first movie was one best film of that year.
Did it really?
That's how good of a film it was. And it was written by Sylvester Stallone.
Mm-hmm. Weren't all of them written by him?
I think so, but
Rocky 1 was.
Rocky 1 was all his screenplay, his writing. Like his brainchild, right? And you think, wow. That one, Best Picture. And you see what the movies became. Rocky IV is strictly an action flick. There isn't any... like it's not great acting. It's not a great dialogue. There's hardly any speaking in that movie. But the music. If you watch that movie and don't want to go running outside and start training, you did not watch that movie with your eyes open. It's got Hearts on Fire. It's got Burning Heart. It's got the training montage. It's got a track called War. I remember watching that. I can't watch that movie all the time anymore because when I'm done watching it, I don't want to work out. And who wants to work out? You know what I mean? So Rocky IV, if you ever want to get pumped up, if you ever need to be motivated or feel like you can do anything, you play that soundtrack and it's anything is possible.
Well,
so that's I'm going with Rocky IV for my first choice. I'm not going to say it's number one on my list, but that's a good one. And on that note, I just bought the original Rocky soundtrack from the first movie.
Yeah, you did.
That actually is a fantastic piece of music. If I had to critique them, that is one of the finest soundtracks I've listened to.
Mm-hmm.
The first Rocky movie.
Mm-hmm.
But Rocky IV is just amazing. For the fun of it. For the fun of it. Go ahead.
Moi?
Your turn.
My second pick has something to do with what we were talking about before. Le Baseball.
Okay.
Can you think of what it is?
A movie soundtrack based on baseball.
I'll give you a clue.
Tell me. You're snapping your
fingers. In the jungle, a mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Okay, we're losing listeners. I don't know.
Sandlot!
Oh, yeah.
The Sandlot, man.
They had a soundtrack for the Sandlot?
Of course they did.
I need proof.
Even if they didn't.
Okay.
I'm gonna say that the songs that I heard in that film were bad. They were so sick. They're amazing. Okay,
I'm gonna check if that has a soundtrack because I'd like if it's that good.
You're gonna
I'd
check?
Like, yeah.
You're right in front of me right now.
Right in front of we got the source to check. I want to see if there's a soundtrack.
You're calling me a liar?
Possibly.
Oh my goodness.
Let's see here. Yes, yes, there was.
Yeah, there was.
And you're right, it is a good one.
It is a fantastic one. Okay, so we all know the premise of The Sandlot, yeah?
Absolutely.
The fashion back then was cool. What they did was cool. The music amped it up. You had The Lion Sleeps Tonight. You have There Goes My Baby. When Smalls there. No, not Smalls. When Winx. When he sees the lifeguard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Squints.
Squints. What did I call him?
Winx.
Okay. Yeah. When he sees the lifeguard. What was her name? Don't tell me. I have the guy's voice in my brain. Can't figure it out.
I think it was Wendy.
Wendy! Peppercorn!
Peppercorn?
No, Peppercorn. It was Peppercorn.
Are you sure it was Peppercorn?
No! But doesn't matter.
Wendy Peppercorn.
There you go! He was in love with her.
Yes, Wendy. Wendy Peppercorn.
So, anyway, he put the moves on her.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with that. Then there was... No, when he put the moves on her is when you played This Magic Moment. Yeah, that's what happened. And then when they went in the Ferris wheel or whatever at the fair because they won the baseball game. Tequila. And then they all puked. I can't watch that movie. It's crazy. And then, yeah.
You're right. It is a good soundtrack. I'm looking at it right now on Wikipedia. If I think it's only on CD, unfortunately, but it's good. It is a good one.
Yeah, it took me back. I like those songs. I like those back in the day.
Good pick. Good pick.
You're welcome.
So far, you are doing well with the picks. What? I like it.
Did you think this was going to be like a mirror image of what my movie picks were like? They were going to be epic failures?
I'm happy you said that, not me. I did not say that. But let's take it. Let's keep going back in the day. Since you're on that theme, I'll follow you.
Do it.
Possibly the greatest movie soundtrack of all time. It had a very big role in my childhood, and I know what you're thinking.
Oh no!
I know what you're thinking.
I think it's one of mine.
It isn't Back to the Future, but that did have a great soundtrack. But along with Back to the Future, a movie that I grew up on, for some reason I don't know why. Was about a Mexican boy that grew up in the San Fernando Valley, and he became a rock star and died very young. And he had a hit song named La Bamba. The La Bamba soundtrack got played in my house as often as Back to the Future got played on the television. So much so that I memorized that soundtrack. So when I wasn't listening to that, I was memorizing Back to the Future. And I had a little guitar that I thought I knew how to play. And people would come over and I would have to perform La Bamba for them. Mm-hmm. And I sincerely thought I knew how to play the guitar. And I think there's a connection between me liking Back to the Future with that part that you mentioned in our previous episode of when he plays the guitar to save his parents, because at the end of La Bamba, the big finale of that movie is him performing La Bamba on stage at a concert.
Yeah, yeah.
So I always had that moment in both of those movies that I loved as a kid. So with that little guitar, I would play Johnny Be Good and La Bamba.
Was it a guitar or a ukulele?
It was a guitar. Let's a junior guitar. It wasn't a ukulele. It definitely wasn't a ukulele. Let's be truthful. No, it was a guitar.
All right.
I had a strap and everything.
Whatever you say.
Oldies on that are fantastic, but they're played by the Los Lobos.
Mm. Los Lobos?
Los Lobos.
Okay.
We own it. We own that soundtrack.
We do. I think it was one of your early purchases with your vinyl
collecting. It had to be. I every time I see it, I almost feel like buying it. That's how much I liked it. Do you enjoy... Was that on your list by chance?
It was not.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Okay. I thought
Are you
that,
disappointed?
No. Because you said, oh no, I think it's one that you picked. So I thought maybe we had doubled up on that one. So having listened to it on our turntable. Mm-hmm. Would you not agree that that is the most fantastic soundtrack of all time?
Of all time? Whoa! You just took it to another level, my friend.
But again, that's another film that is strengthened by the music in it, where the soundtrack kind of took on a life of its own.
I'll tell you one soundtrack that, it didn't need to strengthen the movie because the movie is so sick.
Are you taking my spotlight right now? Are we back to you?
But it enhanced it, of course. I think.
Okay.
Are we done with La Bamba?
I could do a whole episode on La Bamba. I think we should do one for the show. But you know what? I'll stop there. I even have that recording. Remember we did the Back to the Future recording?
Yeah, you do.
So we might have to insert that here somewhere.
I see your La Bamba.
Okay.
I raise you Top Gun.
That was on my list.
Ah, I'm cleaning you up!
It's okay. I got plenty more.
Yeah. Top Gun, man. That movie, first of all, makes me feel like I can do anything.
That movie makes you feel like you can do anything.
That movie makes me want to go out and get a uniform and a hat and put it under my arm.
A hat? Yeah. What, are you playing baseball?
No, they have the soldier hat, the thing, and then it...
If you can... Nobody can see what you're doing, but it's fantastic right now. I don't even know what you're doing, but you're putting an imaginary hat under your arm,
yeah,
and saluting.
That makes you feel like you could just do anything. And the songs in that soundtrack, they just pump you up. They make I would say, I think I would compare it to like a Rocky. Like you said, it makes you want to get up and do stuff. This, the soundtrack here just makes you feel like a superstar.
I had that LP in my hand a few weeks ago. And I was about to buy it. But it wasn't as strong as I remembered it being. The first... There's maybe...
They had Danger Zone.
Danger Zone.
They had Playing With The Boys when they're playing volleyball.
Okay.
They had Take My Breath Away. Come on.
Sure.
That's like one of the major number one lovemaking songs.
Oh, really?
In history.
In history?
I think so. Yeah, man. With the silhouette. You see Tom Cruise and you see their... Let's not get graphic here. It's a children's... No, it's a family episode.
Show.
Yeah, I mean... But maybe not every single song, but it did complement the movie at the perfect...
Yeah, place. No, it did go well. Top Gun Anthem. The opening anthem to that song. The guitar solo. It's great. That will... That's like the perfect victory anthem for me.
Mm-hmm.
That Top Gun anthem. But you know what disappoints me? As good as this soundtrack like in your mind seems, it doesn't have the Otis Redding on there, sitting at the dock of the bay, which is an awesome scene in the movie where he's sitting there kind of opening up.
Okay.
And it doesn't have... You never close your eyes.
Yeah, that's
anymore.
A big one.
How can it not have that
yeah.
on there?
How can it not have the Righteous Brothers?
That's a fail for me.
Well,
for that, I had to take it off my list.
Hmm.
For that reason.
So it was on your list?
Yeah.
Ah, interesting.
It was on my list, and because I was going to buy it, but then when I looked at the track list thing, I'm like, you know what? I don't think it's as good as I remembered it being.
You
but it does have...
criticizing my pick?
I think it might be.
Huh.
You took away my La Bamba shine.
All right, fine. Well, I'm.
But
I hear what you're saying. I agree with you. That being said,
it is a good one.
You know, and you can always make your own Top Gun soundtrack rendition.
That's true.
So,
with the Otis Redding.
That's right.
And
with
the
Righteous
Brothers. That's true. Alright, let me see where I am here. You took away my Top Gun. You said Dirty Dancing. So what do I got left? I did La Bamba, I did Rocky IV. Now, are these... Just so we're clear, are we doing soundtracks that have, like, the scores? Can it just be movies that are just scores?
based, like orchestra, but it has to be, or does it have to be like songs, individual songs, like you said with Top Gun, Dirty Dancing, like there's...
Well, I'm also mentioning these songs because these are the ones that I recognize. I recognize the movie when I hear them.
Okay.
But I also, like, it'll be helpful for the listeners to know what songs were on there, so they could be like, yeah, that's a good one. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, whatevs. All right. I smell a skunk.
I have a skunk outside.
I thought it was just me.
No, it wasn't just you. It was you before, but Pepe crossed over by the window. All right, so what are we on now? I did two because you're robbing, stealing all of mine. All right, I'm going to have to be, I'm going to have to go with the safe one that everyone's expecting. I'm going to go with Back to the Future. You got Huey Lewis in the news, Power of Love, Back in Time.
How original.
Well, it is original. Etta James, The Wallflower, you got Marvin Berry, you got Marty McFly on there doing Johnny B. Goode.
Was it really him, though?
No, it wasn't, but it sounded awfully like him. And then you've got the score of the movie itself.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a solid listen. And Eric Clapton's on there, too.
What?
Yeah, he's got a track on there himself. So, start to finish, that was another one I grew up on. I had the tape, the cassette tape. That was a good one. I'm going Back to the Future.
You had the cassette tape.
I had the cassette tape that got played really hard.
That must have stretched.
Ooh. You have no idea. Yeah, that was a good one. Back to the Future. And I kind of brushed on it a little bit in our Back to the Future episode, so I won't make the listener endure any more of my Back to the Future talk. Your turn. Take it away.
Okay. I'm going to take it back to an 86 film. You ready for this?
You want me to guess?
I don't think you'll get it.
Footloose.
Nope.
Okay.
Can I confess something?
Okay.
Never seen Footloose.
I don't know if you'd like it, but it's worth watching. It's worth watching. Kevin Bacon's in.
Thanks for that. Okay. Next. Stand By Me. Stand By Me.
That is a good one.
Yeah, I know it's a good one. I picked it.
That's a good one.
Buddy
that's
Holly's one. On there. Every day. Na, 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 na,
na, na, how come you never know the words to every song you know?
Hey, 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 hey. That's
a good one.
That's a good one.
Do you like the movie?
Okay.
Tell me.
Stand By Me. It kind of freaks me out.
How come?
It scares me. They're looking for a body. Mm-hmm. The dad is a nightmare. There's a puke scene. I'm terrified of vomit.
Projectile like, vomit.
It's just, I can't do it.
When did that start happening?
Probably when this movie came out.
Yeah, it's definitely disgusting.
It's just, I can't. So, we own the movie. Have seen the movie, love the movie.
We need to,
but
get
it
this.
Hurts me. Yeah. Like it hurts me, and his brother dies, and his friends are his friends, and they go on.
Friends are his
no,
friend.
But you know they're a clique. You know they're just they're brothers, man. Yeah. But then and then oh the leeches. I don't even have those parts, and it hurts me. So I don't know, but. Yeah, that movie.
It puts you through the feelings, though. That movie definitely makes you feel things.
Oh, man.
It's
every
a powerful
which way.
One.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
So I can't do it anymore. I can't sit through that movie. Yet, from what I do remember, the soundtrack was a good one. And again, I think because I have that love for that old time, you know, like...
The oldies.
Oldies, yeah.
That's a good pick.
So I like that. There's the Lollipop song. There's Yakety Yak. Great Balls of Fire.
We need to own that.
Come Go With Me from the Del Vikings. That was a good movie. That good song from them. It's a good one. It's just, it's such a heartbreaker, that movie.
It does. It plays with the heartstrings.
Yeah, man. But that's my pick.
So you got Sandlot. You've got Dirty Dancing. You've got Stand By Me. And
Top Gun.
And those first three that you picked all have that same thing in common. They have those oldies.
Yeah, I guess I'm going with the trend here.
So if you had the option to travel in time, you'd probably go back to the 50s and 60s just to enjoy the music.
I think I said that. Didn't I say that?
I think so.
I think I said I would go back to those times. Yeah. I said the 60s.
Yeah. Good soundtracks. I like them. I didn't think of Stand By Me. Well done.
Thanks.
All right. I've got one more left. And this, to me, this is a new one.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. It's mine.
No, it's mine.
It's mine.
And I really think this soundtrack, it brought back the importance of music in a movie.
In a movie. Let's say it on three. Let's see if we have the same thing. One, two, three.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, I knew you were going to... I should have said it early.
Oh, man. I saved it. Saved it for my last one. This soundtrack, I feel, is actually the best one I own. This is my personal favorite. Just because it's such an unlikely group of songs you would associate with a comic book sci-fi movie. When that trailer came out and they were playing the music that was going to be in the music in the movie, I took the movie as a joke. I thought this is just going to be like some silly comedic thing that Marvel's doing just because they can right now. Like, let me look at the music. Ooga chaka. And then when I saw the movie and saw how they used it and the significance that it played in the character's life, it made you emotional. It made you laugh. It was used as a plot device in some ways. And it has a good score as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the soundtrack is
it's fun.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
From beginning to end, I think I've listened to that soundtrack so much since that movie has come. I bought it on CD. I'm going to try to find it on vinyl. It's great.
Yeah, it is a good one.
Favorite song from the movie?
Let me see. I'm drawing a blank.
I think I know which one you like.
Don't tell me.
Clock's ticking. You're gonna get the Family Feud strike. 5, 4, 3.
Which one is it? The one I like.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, that one.
What's the matter?
Yeah, that's the one. Also, did you know?
Tell me.
That the Ooga Chaka.
Yes.
Was our Toronto Blue Jays.
Seventh inning stretch song.
There you go.
I did know. You people can't see you. I wish we had a video podcast right now because your arms are pointing in every which direction and there's gesturing going all over the place. If little Sparrow was here, she'd be dying of laughter right now.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
That is my song. I like that song. Yeah. But see, it plays in with my other picks. Like it's hippity.
It's back uppity.
It's uppity, hippity, back in the day.
You know what I like about it too is that it introduced me and made me curious about some music that I had never thought to listen to before. Like I've always heard about David Bowie and his Ziggy Stardust album, and there's a song on that soundtrack from that said album, and I like it. It's grown on me, so it's made me want to kind of explore some things that I didn't try before. And it's, you got Jackson 5, David Bowie, and all that. Like, it's just such a variety on there. It doesn't, you wouldn't think that it would fit. Or you got the Pina Colada song. Like, with everything I mentioned, it's so weird, but yeah, it's so good.
True. Although that's a terrible song. Terrible, just terrible song. But so good.
It's still so good. All sing-alongs. Yeah. Every song on that album is a sing-along. All right. I got nothing else. Do you have anything else to mention?
I have so many, but you got my one last great one.
Your great one. Okay, so let's do some honorable mentions. Well, stuff that we didn't.
Okay, I am going to finish off my list, though.
Okay.
Sir.
Okay,
go ahead. If you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to go with The Bodyguard. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Because my parents had that tape, and they played side A only about 100 times when they bought it.
It's not, I kind of settled right now because it's a good one. It's a good one. Gardens of the God, and I'm sure there's a lot. Guys, if you have suggestions, if you have what you're thinking of, send them in. Let's see what you have to say. But Guardians of the Galaxy, that was my last spot. But if I wanted to finish my list, I would say The Bodyguard. Whitney just killed it.
Some of her best performances are on that first side.
Yeah.
She's only got, I think, like 5 songs on that soundtrack.
That we know of?
Because the second side, I remember not listening to it very often because none of it was Whitney. But it was good. How about, were you a fan of the Titanic soundtrack?
No. But I'll tell you what was on The Bodyguard. I Will Always Love You, obviously. Mm-hmm. I have nothing.
Oh, boy.
Nothing.
Oh, boy.
If I don't have you. And then
we're gonna...
I'm everyone.
Okay, all right. You're catching the spirit now. Take it easy. This is a revival.
I'm the queen of the night. Oh. And yeah. Then you had to have some Bible love in there. Jesus loves me.
Oh, my goodness. Enough.
And then, yeah, you're right. The last 3 were from Kenny G, Lisa Stansfield, and The Soul System.
Yeah.
Whatevs. But Whitney killed it. That was like a Whitney album that...
It was.
Just took it.
Any
honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions that you have there?
Taking it back to Whitney.
Oh, sorry. I am sorry. You gotta put your hand down for a second. Just put your hand down for a second.
Oh, come on, you just killed my vibe.
Don't
kill my vibe.
No, okay, okay. One second. Daphne J. Daphne. Just relax. I'm gonna call you by your full name now. I didn't mention, and I should have mentioned, Purple Rain. Shame. On me.
Shame on you.
Shame on me. That might have to take the cake for best movie soundtrack. Maybe not my favorite, but as far as an album is concerned, that's probably Prince's best.
We have that.
We do.
Why didn't we say it?
Because I'm an idiot.
What's wrong with us?
So, let's backtrack a little bit. I'm going to say Prince. Did you also know that The Beatles' A Hard Day's Night is considered a soundtrack?
I knew that.
Shame on us.
I knew that.
Shame on us.
And we also own that on vinyl.
We do.
But the thing is, it's hard to do a top 5 when there's so many good ones out there. To narrow it down to just 5, it's not easy.
Yeah, you know what it is though that makes me feel shame about this right now is that those are 2 of the finest albums in music, let alone movie soundtracks. So I really have to put that on a high honorable mention.
So, fine.
I'm going to put that on high because, you know what? Nothing tops La Bamba. It's the greatest of all time, so we're going to stick with
You're still going with that. Wow.
Okay, how about... here's one for you. I'm looking at a list right now.
Hey!
Something...
I was in the middle of introducing you. You made me tone it
vibe.
Down.
I killed your vibe. Go ahead. Excuse me.
Like I said, keeping it on the Whitney category.
I know what it is. Waiting to Exhale.
How'd you know?
I know you.
That album is so sick. I remember hearing that when I was in school. Man, I pretended to be Brandy every day of my life, sitting up in my room.
Oh, boy.
And then my mother, she had a bunch of scars and she would always put them around her head. And she would put on sunglasses. And I'm like, yes. So I would do the whole Mary J. Blige. I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna shed no tear.
You don't have to sing the song.
And then Whitney would be her shoop, 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 shoop.
I'm gonna mute the mic.
So that album, that was, I like that one. Along with Soul Food. They just go hand in hand.
One that I'm surprised you didn't pick was Lion King.
I actually own that. I actually had that. I had it on tape and CD.
I bet you did.
And I had the bed sheets.
That's why I'm surprised you didn't mention
it. And the little figurine by my bed. Cause I'm grown. Like I wanted to make this a mature conversation.
Really?
Yeah.
With picking the Sandlot. I have to put an honorable mention for, and this could possibly trump the ones that I picked personally, other than La Bamba, is Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump was on my list.
Forrest Gump.
It was one of my. Forrest Gump, right there.
It's got plenty of music.
It's got Aretha Franklin, Respect. It has Can't Help Myself from the Four Tops. Hound Dog from Elvis. It has some pretty good ones on there.
You know what's really cool about it is that because the movie takes place through so many different generations, it has music that goes with all of those generations and really captures the emotion of what was happening in the decades that you're traveling with Forrest Gump during those times. And they play all the right songs to capture when he was enlisted into the army, the music that would have been behind that whole scene at the time.
Yeah,
I bought that CD actually in preparation for this episode a while back, and it's a really strong soundtrack. Great music.
Yeah, so you had a high honorable mention, which was Purple Rain, I would say Forrest Gump.
Yeah, Forrest Gump is definitely there. That's a good one. Yeah, the thing with Purple Rain is that he made original music. I don't even think the movie was as well respected.
Of course, but what I liked about Forrest Gump is because, like you said, because there was so many different decades, different years, so there it just allowed your ear to experience different.
Put you in that era.
Exactly, to experience different eras.
Yeah, very, very smart soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know who directed Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Who did?
Why don't you tell me and I'll tell you if you're right.
It's a trick question because I figured you would know this automatically due to the fact that I'm asking you who produced it.
Yeah.
Who directed it.
Friggin', what's his name? Zalucky there from Back to the Future.
Zemeckis. Yes, yeah. You got it. Hey, man. That guy knows how to make a movie. What can I say?
He knows how to do it good. So, me, also two that go hand in hand, I think. Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink.
Very good choices.
And I have Pretty in Pink on vinyl.
It's a good one.
It is a good one.
You picked that one. You found that on the racks.
I sure did.
Digging through the crates. That's a good one. I'm happy you got it. I put that over Top Gun.
Yeah.
But you know what it is? Top Gun has
some of those. Top Gun just lights a fire under you, man. Like that. It does. It really does.
You're right.
That's the thing, too, with a lot of these soundtracks. Like, they just make you feel. And that's why it's a part of the movie. It's associated with the movie because it makes you feel an emotion. I mean, all music does.
Right.
But when it's storytelling,
right,
it just burns something inside you.
With that said, the storytelling that you just mentioned, I think it's a good point. We didn't list, and I think we purposely didn't do this. I know I did. I can't say for you for sure. But don't think that we've disregarded original soundtracks of Star Wars.
No.
Or Superman.
No.
Or Danny Elfman's Batman or Edward Scissorhands for that matter. Like, those are amazing compositions of music that, like, I don't think there's ever been a more beautiful score to a movie than the entire Star Wars.
Exactly. And I think too, like,
that
you
was
said,
left out on purpose.
Yeah, exactly. Because that is taking in music.
Yeah.
It's not like, this is lyrics and the boppity bop
collected
stuff.
Songs.
Exactly.
Yes.
That is a whole other, I think personally, is a whole other world in itself.
Yeah.
And I think it's also so well respected.
Yeah. I just wanted to throw that out there as a disclaimer to think these guys are crazy not including that. We didn't forget it.
Yeah.
We purposely chose not, we wanted to make it a little bit more fun and have those silly conversations. But you got some good ones there, Daft J. I'm actually going to look for some of the stuff you put out there. Because I think they'd be good to own. That's how much I liked your list.
Nice.
Better than your
guilty
pleasure movie list. This is better. And we got you to do some singing performances, which hopefully doesn't make us lose listeners. Which
not all of them will appreciate. But nonetheless, it's done. So, deal.
Now, if you listeners, fans of the show, I'm sure you have soundtracks that are near and dear to you that are in your heart better than the ones we chose. Send us your picks at caveofsolitude@outlook.com. We definitely want to hear what you guys think. Because you know what? Honestly, I like finding new music that or remembering stuff that I've maybe forgotten that's good. So if there's anything that you guys can think of that you enjoyed growing up or recently saw in a movie, send it our way. Jog our memories. We want to hear from you guys. Also visit caveofsolitude.com. We're back. We're running. We're firing on all cylinders.
Until the next vacation.
Until our next summer vacation when, yeah, we gotta prepare for the next season. Recharge. So until next time, everybody, thank you for listening. Keep listening and watching your movies, reading your comic books, and we will be back with you guys sooner than you think. Take care, everybody.
Adios.
So, really, The Lion King? You didn't put that on your list?
I was thinking about it.
How about Aladdin?
Please. That was supposed to be my wedding song. I can show you the world, a whole new world. That sounds so good.
You don't need to sing it, though. You don't need to sing it. How about Beauty and the Beast?
That movie also makes me sad.
Why?
But the... Okay. Then that's a separate thing. We should Disney do like a Disney soundtrack thing.
Disney has the best music. It's all original, too. That's mm-hmm. what's cool about it.
Yeah,
that's exactly. What's cool about it. But, yeah, I don't think anything tops Obama, but...
You're still on that. Yeah. Were you really singing?
Oh, Donna. It had the... Your mind, we belong together. Come on.
Also, now you can sing, but I'm not singing.
I'm just trying to remember. I'm trying to remember the lyrics. It had Lonely Teardrops.
Lonely Teardrops.
Right? It's so good. How can you... Can you not think that that's the best movie soundtrack?
Okay, not really. It was a good one. But it's sad.
It's a really sad movie. You know what song always makes me get choked up is Sleepwalker.
How's that one though?
It's like the guitar. It's just the guitar solo at the end of La Bamba when they're doing the funeral. You know it. I'll let you hear it. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
But no, that's Earth Angel. No, I know it.
You know it. I'll let you listen to it. Once you hear it, you're like, yeah, that thing's so sad. But it's a good track. Good tune.